Well, for the principal, it changed completely the duties that he had. Before the pandemic, he was totally devoted to the principal task, like having meetings with the students, having meetings with the teacher team, taking decisions. But from COVID on, he was a man in a phone, tracking all the COVID cases in the high school, making calls to the parents every single minute, literally dealing with parents in an admirable patience and tolerance and humor. He admitted that when I asked him, what that means to you? He told me, well, I'm now a man with a phone talking with people and trying to deal with COVID. And this starts at 8 in the morning and ends at 11 at night. And I don't stop in weekends because in weekends I need to continue tracking people so that high school stays safe.
The disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic affected everyday life around the world. It may not have been apparent at the time, but in many ways, it was a shared experience on a global level. This is Random Acts of Knowledge, presented by Heartland Community College. I'm your host, Steve Fast. In the documentary film San Isidoro 2021, Carlos Pineda Gonzalez shows a typical day in the life of a public high school in Seville, Spain. In seeing the COVID experience through the eyes of different staff and students at the school, the filmmaker shows how doing an everyday job under extreme circumstances is an act of humble heroism.
My name is Carlos Pineda. I'm from Spain. I'm from Seville. And yeah, I studied communications at university 25 years ago, more or less. And after that, I started teaching. But I'll never forget my love for cinema, my love for movies. During the pandemic, I lost my job and I started rethinking in go back to the movies, go back to that thing that I love so much. One of the things that I thought was to create a documentary about high schools during the pandemic, how they were living daily with this situation, with the masks, with these healthy measures, all this stuff, you know.
So this is your first film then?
Yes.
What led you to the subject matter? What made you think, I want to look at the life of this high school and the people that work and study in this high school during the pandemic?
Well, that's a very nice question. Honestly, I like to observe things. I like to observe any human behavior. And as I am a teacher and as I'm surrounded normally by students and by other teachers and colleagues and that context, you know, I thought that maybe would be interesting to observe how were humans behaving in that particular setting. And I tried to make that in my own son's school, but it was difficult at that time. It wasn't a very good moment to start putting cameras inside the school. So I tried in others, but I would have also done this project in another place, like in a hospital, for example, or an office. I mean, for me, the important thing was to observe how we were behaving and in our daily routines due to this COVID thing that we were living.
Did you have any problem getting access to the school? Obviously, during COVID, we had to change the way that we operated, change our lives. A lot of that involved restricting access, a lot of additional rules and mitigations. Were they completely open to having you come in? And was that a negotiation? How did that work?
That's another fantastic question, Steve. That's it seems to be a part of a movie too. With my first school, they told me directly, no, they were very kind with me, but they told me, you know, now cameras, you know, parents, you know, kids, you know, this is difficult. So maybe another moment, but not now. But with this second school, which was a high school, they were surprisingly welcoming. And it surprised me a lot because it was a public high school. The story behind this is that I contacted a friend of mine. I was talking with him about the situation that I wanted to film something in a high school or a school. And he told me, well, my son is in a high school and I got to meet the principal and he seems to be very nice. So if you want, I can pass you the contact. So it was just a case. I phoned him and I asked him, my name is Carlos Pineda and I would like to observe how you work every day in your high school. Would it be possible? And he told me, yes, of course. Come with me, let's make an appointment, let's talk a little bit about it, and we see how things can go. So I just went one day to the school, I had an interview with him, he was totally nice, totally kind, totally open and curious about what I was trying to do, And that day, he introduced me to all the team, all the teachers. He showed me the hall, the center, and he told me, well, we are here. You can come whenever you want. It was like that. It was as easy as that. No papers, no signatures, no nothing. It was totally, surprising for me. And also, yeah, all the people in the movie, the teachers, the students. Of course, for the students, it was necessary to write a consent paper. There were all of them, all the students in the movie, 14 or more, that you can see, and they signed a paper for that. But the rest of the people, yeah, they signed the papers consenting to be filmed. And it was easy. It was very, very easy.
Did you initially set out to just cover one day? Was that your approach when you decided to do this? Or did you not necessarily know how long it was going to take? Did you have that concept of this is a day in the life of high school in COVID and went in with that approach?
Okay. This is kind of a range. I was there for three months, not every day, but many days at different times. So how to organize that material, that content? First of all, I thought in following six persons, six characters, six important roles in the high school. Principal was one of them, of course, because this man was at that time just dealing with COVID stuff that day, and he was very, very busy doing that. So it was very important for him to be there in the movie, but also the secretary and also a teacher and a student and a cleaner. So I wanted to follow these persons. So this was the basis. And after that, I thought, okay, I can film them in different moments of the routine. And after that, I can put things together. So it seems that it is one normal day in the lives, because at the end, there's no what we can call a narrative. There's no plot in the sense that turning points and, you know, conflicts. It's just the daily routine. So we could say that day three is more or less the same one as day two, and this day is the same one as day 13, because they did normally the same. They go, they clean, they open doors, they enter, they have class, they go to the break, they play soccer. So at the end, that day represents more or less all the days, more or less. So I thought it was fair to put that things in that way. So we have kind of a narrative. So we begin in the documentary movie with the opening of the doors, and we end at the movie with the closing of the doors.
So it's all representative of what would have been a typical day during this time. But yes, it does raise the question, when you're making a documentary, you don't know what you're going to get, right? You might know that this is going to happen at 9 a.m. and this is going to happen at 5 p.m. or 4 p.m., but you don't necessarily know from beginning to end what you get. So how do you start to formulate? Do you just get what you get and then start to figure out how to put the puzzle piece together? Or is it something where you can make changes during the course of your filming to pursue something that comes up?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Totally. One of the things that I like most about documentary is precisely that. So you don't know what you're going to get. Just you take your camera to the place and you wait. So there are many, many, many of the things. I had like, I don't know how many gigabytes. These kind of documentaries, you know, it's like many, many, many content. At the end, you end up 70 minutes or 73 minutes. I've seen this movie. But I just went there and I just observed for many days, and observing for many days, I could see some themes that were interesting to me. So I took notes with the camera on these themes. For example, cleaning. It's very obvious, but one of the things that they do constantly is cleaning. And one of the things that defines the pandemic is we are cleaning always, everything, surfaces, our hands, the doors, the tables, everything, computers. So this theme had to be present. That was one of the things. Another one was the masks. Another one was the difficulty for the teachers to speak with the masks. Another one was the telematic teaching and learning. So by observing and taking notes with the camera, some things came up. So after taking some notes with the camera for the first weeks later, I started just using the tripod and putting the camera in the places where maybe that day those themes could appear by themselves. So then comes the patience. Many of the days I went there with a camera and I come back home with nothing. Other days, surprisingly, many things came up and I didn't expect it. So there's a search for some themes, but at the same time, there's the hope that these themes appear when you finally put the tripod and you create your frame, waiting for life to give you what you are expected to. So yeah, it's a mix of those things, you know, the hope that something comes and something it comes, and sometimes it comes and other times it doesn't.
As you followed the principal, the staff, teachers, cleaning staff, janitorial staff, they, I'm sure, had different experiences with how to deal with continuing to do what would be their regular jobs during this pandemic. Is there anything that really surprised you in the differences of the experiences from person to person, how it affected them in very different ways than others?
COVID itself. Yes. Wow. But for the principal, as I said, it changed completely the duties that he had. Before the pandemic, he was totally devoted to the principal task, like having meetings with the students, having meetings with the teacher team, having meetings with the administrators, solving this here, solving that, going from one place to another and, you know, taking decisions. But from COVID on, he was a man in a phone, tracking all the COVID cases in the high school, making calls to the parents every single minute, literally dealing with parents in an admirable patience and tolerance and humor. He admitted that when I asked him, what that means to you? He told me, well, I'm now a man with a phone talking with people and trying to deal with COVID. And this starts at 8 in the morning and ends at 11 at night. And I don't stop in weekends, because in weekends I need to continue tracking people so that high school stays safe. So that changed a lot for him. For the cleaners, well, cleaners started this like terrified, literally terrified. There was a room, which is shown in the documentary, which was the COVID room. Any case of COVID was, for prevention, was put inside, and a student who could have symptoms was put inside till his her parents came and taking her from the room and made the appropriate tests. So after these situations, the cleaners need to dress in with these complete body dresses and masks and two pairs of gloves and clean all the rooms several times. So every time this happened at the beginning, they were terrified. And during the months, they started not being just terrified, but also very tired. So they, as I could perceive, they were more and more and more exhausted. For them was really exhausting. Cleaning every single object in the school every day, every moment, in a kind of neurotic, you know, obsessive thing, for them was very, very hard. For the teachers as well, because, well, with the telematic learning and teaching, they had to prepare the teams every single time they went into the room. The classes were divided. One day, half of the class, the other day, the other half of the class. You know, so it was semi, I don't know how to say this in English, but if they were 26 per class, they had like 13 days in class and 13 students in class, and the other were at home. And the next day, 13 were at home and 13 were in class. So the teacher needed always to put that camera for the students that were at home. So that was exhausting also for them. And correcting also for them was very tiring. Many feedback, telematic, and many feedback in presence. For students as well, with the mask every day, they just had 10 minutes a day to quit off the mask and bite their sandwiches during the break. And then again, they had to put the mask again. So it was exhausting for all of them. Yeah.
Perhaps most of your focus might have been in the San Ysidoro High School when you were making this and you weren't spending a lot of extra time watching or listening or reading the news, but maybe before and after, you know, COVID caused as much debate and concern and talk as it did change in our lives. You'd always have people that had their own opinions and thought that maybe it was being handled properly or improperly by a school, for instance. Did having this experience of seeing these lives of these people in this school give you any different perspective on the things that you would see on the news and the types of things you would hear people talk about it outside of that environment and what efforts were being made to deal with it?
Oh, that's a very nice question, Steve, too. Yeah, that's interesting. You go there listening many, many things, many different things on how institutions are dealing with COVID and also as they deal with everything. But when I went there, what I saw was people trying to deal with the situation the best that they could. And I could see that for 3 months, almost every single day, how they put so much effort in everything they could do. So that gave me hope in humankind in that moment, in that concrete context. I cannot talk for other high schools, for other institutions, for other contexts, but concretely in the context I visit, honestly, I can say that from the principal to the students, to the teachers, they were involved, completely involved in what they were doing every single second. It was incredible. It was incredible. And concretely, the principal and this man that received me in his office and opened the doors of the high school to me, it was for me an example of dedication to this thing. Like very, very dedicated and very worried about following the rules and following what the government said high school had to do and following that because, it was a matter sometimes of many, many people involved in being at home or being confinement. So they were very involved and very implied. So my appreciation of the thing was, or my opinion on the thing was that they did a great job.
How did you come to connect with Heartland Community College to have this film included in the film festival here?
Here in Spain, I have a friend, and he's a teacher in cinema. He's called Adam. And this friend of mine, he knew that I was making things with video and documentary, and I was also a cinema teacher. For some months, we spoke about the documentary that I was making, and he was really interested in have a look to it. And after some months, he proposed me to send this to your film festival. So it was as simple as that.
Well, we're lucky to connect with it. It's a real benefit to have this available for our students to see during the festival. Hopefully many other people will get to see it beyond that as well. Do you have another subject in mind that you'd like to create another film?
Yes, we are. I'm now talking with a group of people who work in a shelter for homeless people next to the place where I live. And we are starting making also an observational documentary like this one, starting maybe in 1 month, more or less. And same method. I mean, just I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to go there and just observe and be with the people and learn from what they do and learn more about their lives and to observe that with the camera in the most normal way.
Carlos, thanks so much for talking to us today, taking some time out of your day and to talk about the film.
Thank you for the interesting questions. And it was a pleasure for me being here with you.
Carlos Pineda Gonzalez teaches film and is the director of the documentary San Isidoro 2021. He lives and works in Spain. San Isidoro 2021 is part of the Heartland Community College 2022 Film Festival. If you're interested in other discussions about art, popular culture, filmmaking, and other topics, check out our other Random Acts of Knowledge podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening.